state lawmakers gave cities and counties the ability to decide whether or not they want to allow medical marijuana dispensaries and growing facilities last year. And as of last night, supporters of banning dispensaries in Fort Collins were leading 53-47% when vote counters called it a night. That led the group concerned Fort Collins citizens to high fives and handshakes. Spokesman and former mayor Ray Martinez says he thinks voters heard his group's message and understand that banning the city's 21 dispensaries won't hurt medical marijuana patients.
That this does not affect people who are using medicinal marijuana who are in bad shape and need it for health, and those who've been using it for years.
But Steve Ackerman, a dispensary owner and spokesperson for the No on 300 campaign, says it's the patients who would lose the most.
Marijuana is a widely used drug. It is present in every community, and medical marijuana is something that helps patients.
If the ban is approved, medical marijuana dispensary owners will have 90 days to shut their doors. Ackerman says right now there are no plans to legally challenge the ban if it's approved. Vote counting is expected to resume later this morning. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.